Good morning, and welcome to Kenny Hodges' Postal Podcast. That opening smooth melody was none other than the son of one of our mail handlers in Columbus, Ohio, Sister Debbie Mason. And that was a track from her son's Robert Mason trio, State of Soul. Young man plays keyboards, and when I say he plays keyboards, he plays keyboards. Hey, but let's get to our postal podcast. Hey, our postal podcast today, I was asked a question, and the question was, Ken, why do you do what you do? And we're talking with respect to my podcast, how vocal I am against the post office. And I guess if I was to answer that question as truthfully as possible, I guess I get very perturbed with postal management, again, because I was a manager, and I see the manner in which they conduct business, and understanding how business should be conducted, I guess I take that a little differently. But make no mistake about it, it's not a desire to still be a manager. No, that desire I have none of. I mean, being very truthful. But when you are a part of something and you see the skill set or the intent or the determination diminish to what I consider a very low state, it just affects you a little differently. And my manner in which I address that is through attempting to educate the employee, again, mail handler, clerk, letter carrier, all who listens to the Kenny Hodges Postal Podcast, because if management won't become stronger, then we have to be stronger. You see, if we are not aware of our rights, our benefits, our privileges, and management isn't trained to teach you, then you never find out. Now, again, most times I get a little animated because that's how passionate I get pertaining to what it is I'm speaking about. And it's not a joke or it's not a game. If you listen to what it is that I'm just trying to make you aware of, all I'm trying to do is strengthen you as an employee, because if you fully understand what should take place, then you can easily identify when it don't take place. But if you know that it should be done a certain way and it's not, see, now you know how to intelligently voice a complaint against it. Does that make sense? You see, if you don't know what should happen, well, you may get upset because it didn't happen, but you're really not sure why you're upset. But if you understand and become a student of your contract, doesn't matter what craft you're in, become a student of your contract, keep one thing in mind. Everything in that contract, postal management agreed to. Doesn't matter if it's a good contract or a bad contract for the purposes of this conversation. What's important is it is a contract. So if postal management agreed that they would do a thing, then postal management should do it. And it does not make you a problem employee if you bring it to their attention that they're not doing it. And again, it's very simple, but we make it very complex. At the headquarters level, where the contracts are ratified and agreed upon, headquarters post office says, this is what we're going to do. And I'm speaking in very general terms because I want this to be applicable to every union, every postal employee. whether you are a mail handler, a clerk, a letter carrier, maintenance, it doesn't matter. You have a contract that's agreed upon at a national level. And if you don't like what's in there, then there are other avenues that you can address through your particular headquarters to maybe have it change. But for right now, we have a contract. We have a certified document ratified by both agencies. And all I'm trying to do is make you so aware of what it is you should be receiving from postal management with respect to contract compliance, that it's going to make postal management a little uneasy because they are not aware of, or they are not used to having a lot of employees with knowledge about their job and questioning the supervisor or the manager as to why it's done a certain way. Does that make sense to you? So I just want to take a moment and explain to my listeners my position and why it is I speak what I speak in the manner in which I speak it. Over 20 years in postal management, I've learned a thing or two. And one thing I've definitely learned, and that is most postal supervisors and postal managers don't apply the training they receive as per the training manual. And every chance I get, I'm going to make employees aware. And when I say make you aware, my intent is solely to make you aware, and what you decide to do depends on the quality of work life that you expect or that you feel you're entitled to. So when you hear the podcast, again, I will be addressing all crafts because I have knowledge in all crafts. I don't speak against any union, because solidarity is the base or is what I am actually in search of. So I don't speak against unions, I just speak against situations. So, as I like to say, tell a phone, tell a friend that the Kenny Hodge podcast is back again, and I'm going to continue to bring you what I think are relevant issues, because if you know better, you do better. And I believe in the saying, you can't stop a rooster from crowing once the sun comes up. Well, I want you to know that that sun is shining bright in my life, and I feel I have knowledge that most postal employees are not or do not have access to, and I am going to make it my job or my position or my purpose to advise you as consistently and as thoroughly as possible until we as employees demonstrate such a strong base, such a strong position, that when we go to the table to bargain with management, they will understand that they are bargaining with knowledgeable people. They are bargaining with employees who have decided to raise their voice on improving the quality of their work life. So please spread the word about Kenny Hodge Podcast. And again, it's designed to be very informative, and it's designed to reintroduce you to the standards of work or the work operational mode that, as per our contracts, we are obligated to provide to the Postal Service. I'm just going to remind you that I can be contacted or email Kenneth Hodge at npmhu304.com. And contact me with your ideas, suggestions on what it is that you feel postal employees should be aware of. And again, it's all about raising the awareness of the employees and the Postal Service. Have a great day, and I will talk to you on the next podcast.